morning, Philip. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Michael.
You would have been happy with the barrier draw yesterday. Number 10, Marble, which means you'll probably start from barrier 8.
Yeah, perfect.
Almost what you would have chosen if you could have chosen any number, wouldn't it be?
It would have been, yes.
How is he? Because, as I said, he's almost the forgotten horse after that run in the Turnbull Stakes. Is he going as well as what he was when he had that flashing light run second up? Was it just circumstances last start, or have you got a little bit of a question mark?
Look, yeah, there was a lot of little things. Maybe the way the track was playing, but I still thought he was entitled to finish a couple of lengths close, even with the bias on the day. He didn't parade that great. I thought he sweated up and just carried on a bit. I know his past form says second up has been great, but that was back in a benchmark 70. This is a group one. Mm. All I can do now is we worked him here on Tuesday, and I thought his work was as good as I've seen, probably as good as he was when he went up for the Queensland Derby. You know, he's carrying on like he should be going into a new market, not a Caulfield Cup, and that's probably when he runs at his best.
He's proven to be a great stayer as a three-year-old. Do you think he has matured enough and improved enough to do it as a four-year-old against the best we can put together in a Caulfield Cup?
Well, on his first up run, I would have said yes, but then you've got this little thing in the back of your mind: is he, you know, better at a mile than, you know, 2400? So we'll find out a few more answers after Saturday.
Where would you like to see him in the run from that barrier on Saturday?
Midfield.
Mm. Yep. Have you had a good look at the final field, the opposition? How strong a cup do you think it is this year? And are there a couple of horses, whether it be the internationals, that you're more concerned about?
Yeah, I sort of don't really know how to line up the internationals. It's always a harder Caulfield Cup, but, you know, is it a stellar year? Probably not, so it's good to have a runner in it.
Mm. There was talk when he was the spruik horse of the spring before the Turnbull Stakes that you were tossing up between a Caulfield Cup and a Cox Plate, and you could even back up as well. Do you think we over-boomed him early in the campaign?
Yeah, we probably did, you know, so it's good that, you know, we're in the spotlight on having a bit.
We just lost you a little bit there, Philip. Can you hear me? No, we might try and get Philip Stokes back. Seems like he's got a bit of a dodgy line there. He's probably out at track work as we speak. As well as Mr. Quickie, I'm keen to ask Philip Stokes about Ears the Barman, who's been very well backed at Moe today. And he's got some really nice horses racing at Caulfield as well. He's got Maruku, who goes around the Ladbrokes Classic. Wonder if it's headed towards a derby. And he's also got Terbium, who's probably been a little bit disappointing this time in as well, the big boom sprinter. He goes around in a very interesting race, the Moonga Stakes, on Saturday. I think we've got Philip Stokes back now. So, Philip, can you hear me there, mate?
I can.
Oh, that's better. It's a lot clearer.
Out of the bush here.
very good. So we were just asking about, do you think he's been over-boomed in the early part of the spring?
Oh, he probably has been, you know. I'm sort of happy now the spotlight's off him, and, you know, we'll just hopefully he can do the talking for us on Saturday.
How do you rate him against Vow and Declare? Because there wasn't much between him up in Queensland, and you appeared to have the wood on him there.
Yeah, we did. So, obviously, I'm still prepared to forgive his second-up run, and, like, I think he's back to his A game. So if he brings that, I'm sure he'll be competitive.
All right. What's the plans post-Caulfield Cup? Are you not even looking that far?
No, not at all. I'm just looking at Saturday.
Do you get nervous before a big race? A Caulfield Cup sitting on your mantelpiece would be a huge achievement as a trainer.
Oh, it would be, but look, I'm probably checking him twice a day more than often, but, you know, he's in good order, and we just got to get him there, see him healthy, and we'll do that, and the rest will be up to Johnny.
Well, the good thing on Saturday is that you're going to have a busy day, so you won't have too much spare time to get nervous, because you've got to... Three other runners on the day. You've got Defiant Dancer going around the Gothic Stakes, coming back from the Guineas Prelude. It's a drop in class.
I thought his run in the Guineas Prelude was very good. It was 4 weeks between runs, and he was meant to have a trial at Cranbourne to have him right for that, and it's when they got called off because of the wet weather. I think he can run a really nice race.
What about Maroku? There's been a bit of a Brook on him as well. I thought the Winkers went on last start and hit the line really well. Looks like the 2,000 would be something he's looking for.
I think so, yeah. I thought we just took him to Mornings the other day just to try and get his confidence back, and he did that, and he did everything pretty well on the run. So up to the 2,000 with the winkers on, I think he'll run a really good race.
Really discreet and ethereal. How's she going?
It was a little bit average the other day, I thought. I'm not sure what to make of the run. She's either looking for the 2,000 or the paddock, so we'll have to question after the race.
And what about Terbium? He was a horse that really, this time last year, put a big boom on himself, but has he just struggled stepping up into the open company?
He has. So I sent him over to Adelaide to see if he could run out the 1,400 rule. That didn't really pan out. He ended up going head-to-head with another horse and punctured. So we'll ride him a bit quieter. I'm trying to get him to that Grays race at the Flemington Carnival. That's his grand final.
All right. Looks like you've got a nice horse today in at Mowi. Is the Barman's already been well found in the market? How's he going?
Yeah, he's going great. He's a horse that's going to obviously get over a lot further too, but he looks well placed in that maiden at Mowi today and should be hard to beat.
If the rain keeps falling, there's talk it could get rain affected. Would that be any concern for him?
I haven't had him on a rain affected surface at all, but I'm just sort of going back to his pedigree, a Kiwi bred horse. Most of them seem to get through it.
All right, we're confident today?
Yeah, we are.
Good luck, Phil. We look forward to seeing you today and hopefully Mr. Quickie bounces back on Saturday.
Thank you very much.